Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing, do feelings fade during no contact? So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range and other information. So now let's get back to today's podcast, and today we are discussing, do feelings fade during no contact? And this is referencing the no contact rule, which is something I suggest you implement if you have been dumped and want to try and get your ex back. There are many different versions of a no contact rule online, and I believe that my version gives you the best possible chance to try and get your ex back. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts and check all of the others out so you can familiarise yourself with my version of the no contact rule. So one of the questions I'm often asked about the no contact rule is, will my ex's feelings fade during no contact? If I don't contact my ex, will their feelings for me fade further? And I'm here to tell you that that is not the case. If you actually go through no contact and if you implement my version of the no contact rule, then you will start to increase the interest of your ex. You will start to grow the feelings of your ex towards you. But this is providing they still have some feelings left. So let's use the analogy of a plant. So a plant, it's growing, it's nice weather, it's healthy, and then unfortunately the weather turns bad, things aren't great, and the plant starts to shrivel up and starts to die, but it hasn't fully died, it's still there. And then the weather changes, everything improves, there's new nutrients, and the plant grows healthier and stronger than ever. And that is what no contact can do. No contact can be the positive weather change, the changing in the balance of your relationship, and it can make you have a stronger, healthier new relationship, but that is providing there is still some feelings left. Let's use that analogy again, but let's kind of imagine, unfortunately, that in this instance, when the weather hits, the plant actually dies. If a plant dies, then even when the weather changes positively again and the nutrients comes back, then if the plant has died, then unfortunately there is nothing that can be done. The plant has died, it is finished. And it is the same with relationships and no contact. So if you implement no contact on your ex and they have no feelings left for you at all, then unfortunately nothing positive will happen. The relationship is dead. So there is a difference between your ex dumping you but still having some slight feelings and your ex dumping you and there is nothing. It is, you know, the relationship is totally dead. And you can't really work this out via words. You know, your ex could describe things in any way they like. This is all subconscious. You will only really know if you implement no contact and whether they eventually get back in touch with you or not. If they don't, then unfortunately that means the relationship is completely dead and they have lost all feelings. That is the reality of the situation. However, if there is just a little bit of interest, a little bit of attraction still there from your ex towards you, then no contact will actually cultivate that interest and it will increase it and it will eventually grow to the point of where they reach out to you. It could take days, weeks, months, it could be a year, but if there is a tiny bit of interest still from your ex towards you, then no contact will grow this, it will magnify it to the point of where they just desperately need to contact you. And this is because of value. As human beings, we value things which are rare. That is why, for instance, we think diamonds are really intriguing and interesting. And that is also why relationships have that same effect. So even if your ex dumped you and they made the conscious decision to end the relationship, subconsciously, if they have any interest left for you, if they have any tiny morsel of attraction towards you, they will start to wonder about you and miss you and question their decision if they don't hear from you, because they will start to think subconsciously, well, they seem to be living their life okay without me. You know, they haven't reached out. They haven't pestered me, they haven't tried to beg me, they haven't tried to reason with me. So maybe they actually think they don't need me, and maybe they don't really need me at all. You know, maybe I'm not so great myself. Maybe they're the better person. All this is going on subconsciously. It's not necessarily going to be something that they can just discuss with someone. It's probably just in the back of their mind. They might not even realise it's going on. But when that starts to happen and you start to really wonder about something or somebody, then eventually that intrigue turns to missing them. And it is at the stage of your ex really missing you that they are likely to reach out. And that is why my version of a no contact rule differs to other people's, because mine doesn't have a time limit. Whereas a lot of people's versions of a no contact rule has certain times where they then ask you to do different things. Mine is an ongoing process, because everybody is different, and your ex and yourself, your relationship is different to anybody else's, and you can't pinpoint the moment they will miss you. It could be days, weeks, months, it could be a year. If they have a tiny morsel of attraction to you left, this needs to be left to grow. And you can't take it out of the oven early, to use another analogy. It's different. It's, every relationship is different, so every situation of how long it'll take no contact to work is different, because you're at different stages. You don't know how far along you are in your ex's mind and how desperate they are to reach out to you. So what I would suggest is that if you are worried about no contact and worried about your ex's feelings fading further for you, you just need to remember that they have dumped you, they have ended the relationship. And what you need to do is respect their decision, because that is the first element of them starting to respect you again. Because if you don't respect their decision, they've said the relationship is over. If you then start to pester them and contact them continuously, that is not going to make them think more of you. That is going to make them think less of you. That is going to make their attraction fade if you don't respect their decision. So just remember, the relationship has ended. It was their decision to end it. So it has to be their decision to start to rekindle things. And the first step of that is increasing the intrigue by making yourself very valuable, by taking yourself away from them. They have dumped you, but subconsciously they will miss you if they never hear from you again. Unless, of course, they contact you first. If and when they contact you, that is when you contact them back and you start to grow things naturally. As I said, make sure you subscribe to my other podcasts so you can listen to them and understand exactly what I'm meaning, because I'm not going into too much depth on my theory in this particular podcast. Also, remember to check out my website, dateme.tips. I provide email coaching, which can really help you get into that specific situation that you're in about trying to get your ex back. I also have a book on my website that I've written, which aims to help you try and get your ex back as well. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I'll drop another podcast soon.